going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Hey, it's me, Paige DeSorbo, and I'm so excited to share my new shoe collection at DSW, filled with my favorite styles and trends for spring. Because if you know me, you know I'm kind of obsessed with shoes. And by kind of obsessed, I mean head over heels. You're going to love these shoes. So snag super cute styles like cute flats, fun heels, and cool sneakers from the Paige DeSorbo collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Sometimes cynical and negative world, 98PXY dares to feel good.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
This is Moose and Breezy's Vibe Check.
Yeah.
PXY mornings on the number one hip music station, 98PXY.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
Time for the Vibe Check this Friday morning. What's up, guys? Thanks for tuning in. It's Moose, it's Breezy, it's Intern Joe, and we're just...
Get in.
And those tasty vibes. Wakey, wakey, yeah. Eggs and bakey. April 25th, it's going to be a high of 65 for today, with a little rain expected by 4 p.m. But that's not going to stop me from having happy hour with some of my friends from CSC.
Just your friends. Just your great group of friends.
Plug it.
Yeah, the Cancer Support Community of Rochester. Made some good friends from the Bachelor Auction. Gonna hang with them tonight at happy hour. Probably gonna hit a parkout.
That's like me. That's like me referring to my best friend Maddie as my co-chair board member on the Special Olympics board that we sit on. You know, me and my co-chair, we're going out for drinks. Been my best friend for 20 years. So
yeah, but you guys met in grade school. It's different. Yeah. I met these guys when I moved home and we started the Bachelor Auction together. So some good things came out of it.
The difference is the origin of the friendship.
The origin of the friendship. Yeah, yes.
Very much so.
People have different oranges.
Florida oranges are different than New York oranges.
Is there pulp or no pulp? Let me know.
Who's here, Breeze?
Our friends are just pouring in every door. So they're oozing through. Good morning and happy Friday from Nico.
Yeah.
They felt like they had to text in because you already accounted for them, which was crazy. Vibes are way high with a new BJ's membership we just got.
Wow.
So many great deals. Wow, it's a great deal. Love you guys so much. Hope you have an amazing weekend. You too, Nico.
You guys deserve
and
it.
Steve-O.
Must be nice to be swimming in money.
Oh, this Absolutely person. Good morning, swimming. Breezy and Moose. It's Amy from SOTUS checking in because Moose already accounted for you as well. They were like, oh, God, we have to check in. Checking in with my vibes. They're okay today. It was a beautiful day yesterday of lots of relaxing, and I planned today and Sunday. I have a burial for my cousin and celebration of life for Glenn.
Oh, Glenn.
Talk to you guys next week.
Hey,
love
listen,
you, Amy. Our hearts go out to
prayers,
you.
Prayers to Glenn.
And, yeah, we are thinking of you and your 17 children at this time. Hey, she has a lot of kids.
17.
She literally does. And then the grandkids on top. Well, she only has like one, I think. Maybe two. I don't know.
Why doesn't she have her own reality TV show on TLC?
We should pilot that.
We should definitely
just call it Amy from SOTUS.
Yeah. I love it.
Keeping up with the sodises.
I love my sodies. All right. How's everybody else doing? Vibes.
Pretty good. I'm having have a happy hour tonight with my friends from CSC.
You said that. It's just the principle at this point.
What's up with you, intern Joe? What's going on?
Vibes are up. Watched the draft last night.
I bet the vibes were up. You
were
got
you
to sleep
your
with your girlfriend last night.
Holding hands and praying.
No, I was on Big Red's couch watching the
Big
the
Red's couch.
With...
Now that should be a reality show.
I actually love that name.
I would watch that tenfold.
Big Red's couch.
I love it. All right, that's great. Is it comfy? Is it good?
Yeah.
Great.
Her dogs love me. They just met me yesterday.
Why? Wait, was this the first time you've been to her place?
Yeah.
Wait, what?
What?
Yeah.
This is the first time you went over there? I don't understand. Why?
Why would you? Does she live alone?
No, she lives with her sister and brother-in-law.
Okay.
Three's Company. That's Breezy situation.
No, literally.
Okay, yes, so you got to meet them for the first time.
Yeah.
Did you guys do dinner and stuff?
I just went over for the draft. I left them some beers.
You brought beer over?
Yeah, of course.
What
housewarming.
Kind?
Did you Sam Adams summer ale?
Could never be me.
Did you crush 19 beers in front of them?
No, absolutely not. I needed to make it to work today.
Joe the Tank.
Yeah, true. You should have just stayed.
I did stay.
Oh, I thought you said you left. I'm so sorry.
So you stayed the night there?
You stayed the night.
Yes.
All right. Was the brother-in-law like peeking through the keyhole?
I don't think so. He went to bed before we did.
That's good for you, man.
He went to bed at 6 p.m.
I'm glad you had a good night.
Love that for you. Big Red's Couch coming to HBO soon. All right. My vibes are fine, I guess. I'm excited for the weekend.
Aside from your struggling with allergies.
Oh, aside from me literally being blind and not being able to breathe whatsoever, things are fine. I want to gouge my eyes out with a spoon, but more to come on that. I have a pretty chill weekend ahead. Nothing really concrete. Might go on a date tonight, might not. I'm getting a scalp treatment today. It's going to take like 4 hours, so.
What's the perfect date for you? When your girlfriend picks you up and takes you where?
Literally anywhere, as long as I'm not driving. I mean, I want to go to Vern's, but it's nearly impossible to get in, so.
Listen, I'm going to get a table tonight. If I do, you want me to add two?
Who's going?
Me and some of my friends from CSC.
What time are you going? 4?
No, probably going to be like, it's going to be after 5 o'clock.
Good luck.
Oh, no, trust me. I know the people there. They know me.
Right.
As soon as I walk in, they run outside, place a table down, put a nice cloth over it, couple chairs.
He's like, Moose is here. Party of 11. Let's find chairs for him and his whole committee. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, no. Respectfully, you're not getting in. Friday.
Respectfully, I am.
All right. I'll believe it when I see it.
Moose, you better take a selfie when you're there.
Do you don't want to text? Okay.
You got to talk to Patrice. I don't know what's going on.
I'm not doing all that.
All right.
All right, guys. Well, I'm glad the vibes are up this morning. They're definitely, and it's going to be a weird show. I can feel it. Coming up, last night was the NFL.
I'm sticking in that mystery box, if you know what I'm saying.
Last night was the NFL draft. We'll tell you who the Buffalo Bills picked in the first round. And I'll also tell you what weird dude slid into my DMs to ask me to come over and watch it in his basement. That's all coming up next on PXY Mornings. Last night was the NFL draft. And in the first round of the 2025 NFL draft, the Buffalo Bills selected cornerback Breezy.
Max. My boy Max.
Max who? Hairston.
Maxwell
Hairston, that's right, from Kentucky. And Breezy, you being a huge sports fan of not just the NFL, but any sport that consists of balls, I was wondering how you felt about the overall pick.
You know, it was... My heart was pounding last night, I'll tell you that. I had all my bros over to the apartment, and we were holding hands, doing witchcraft, and praying for this moment.
Right. Thank you.
With the 30th pick, there wasn't a lot left.
No. What the team was most impressed by, though, all kidding aside, was the 21-year-old's ability to recover when he gets beaten in coverage. This dude ran a 40-yard dash in 4.28 seconds. That is incredibly fast.
Yeah, no, that's...
That's stupid.
That actually is a direct reaction to the Bills giving the pick to the Chiefs last year that allowed them to pick Xavier Worthy. Because this guy's faster than Worthy.
He's extremely fast.
I don't know who any of these people are.
And obviously, he's a young player. He still has a lot of work to do to prove himself in that cornerback position. But the Bills say, we're very excited that Maxi Pad was available.
Mm. So, 30th pick?
Yeah.
Wow. How did we get there? I guess this is more so an educational segment for me.
Because at the end of the postseason, after the teams make it to the Super Bowl, the teams that were closest to winning their games get the 30th and then 29th picks.
Basically, the worst team in the league gets the chance to pick first.
Yeah. And the team who wins the Super Bowl picks 32nd.
Because they need the most help.
That seems ass backwards, but I understand.
They need all the help they can get.
Yeah.
Now,
it's
look,
not good.
Don't get me wrong, guys. I love the Bills. I love preseason and the start of the regular season. But I don't care about the draft. I don't.
Well, I mean, I caught it like just by chance. It wasn't like I turned it on and it was locked in. But you got some texts.
I got some texts.
Bro, what are you doing tonight for the draft? You got to come over. I'm making nachos. It gives me the ick. Listen.
I love a celebration of any kind. It only gives you the ick because you're not interested. It's not your thing. But you want to know how many people yesterday randomly asked me, what's the plan for tonight? I'm like, what? I forgot the draft was last night. They're like, what are you doing for the big night? I said, I'm going to the gym and then having a drink over a true crime documentary. I got invited to this dude's apartment to his basement in his home.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know him. I barely know him. Him and 10 other guys that I've never met. Does that sound like a good time? He's out in Penfield. And I said, I appreciate the invite, but I don't think I'm going to do that. He texts me back. Why not? There's going to be pizza.
That would have swayed me, if I'm being honest.
Because I met you once and you slid into my DMs to ask me to come hang in your basement and now I'm uncomfortable.
Joe, you had a ton of plans come in too. Was everybody, what was the vibe? I mean, you didn't end up going through with them, but what was the vibe if you were to go to a friend's house?
Yeah, so my buddy, he had like 20 people over to his house to watch the draft, and they had a full like 8-foot folding table, you know, the ones that the Bills Mafia jumps through.
He had one
covered in nachos. Okay. And I mean, like, they covered the whole table in foil and then put all the nachos right on the foil.
People do that.
That's just me on a Tuesday.
No bowls, nothing.
That's awesome.
Savage. Did your Broncos get their pick?
I was really surprised by the Broncos pick. They picked a corner, and I was like, oh, that was
out
of left field.
Do they only get to pick one person?
So they get one person per pick that they have, and there's 7 rounds.
Yeah.
Okay.
So if you go in the first round, if you go in the 7th round, nobody cares about you.
Oh,
but the amount of people that lose sleep because their team didn't select the player they wanted in the first round, I'm sorry, I'm not that guy. I have to get up at 4 a.m. for work the next morning. I don't got the time.
There's a lot of people to worry about in the NFL, but all right, we'll circle back. And that's Breezy's Big Bets, sponsored by DraftKings.
definitely not. Coming up on the show, it's an all-new Parental Confidential. We got a message from a single dad named Chase, who's been a listener of the show for quite some time. And he says he needs some advice to figure out how to give his daughter the best advice when it comes to dealing with the 2 girls who've been bullying her in school. Because according to him, his suggestion is punch them in the mouth.
Oh,
I don't know if that's going to go over too well.
Yeah,
we'll get to his message for Parental Confidential coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today.
And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy, welcome back to the show. We got a message from a single dad named Chase. Been a listener of the show for quite a while. Great dude all around. So when he reached out, of course, we were happy to air his message to see what advice any of us had, along with the listeners who might be able to point him in the right direction.
What's going on with our boy Chase?
He writes in and he says, "Hi, good morning, guys. Met you a couple times out and about. I appreciate the conversation. I hope I'm not completely out of line asking for help here, but I'm a single dad. My daughter is 8 years old, and I don't know crap about little girl politics. She's being tormented by two different little mean girls. The first is Little Miss Obnoxious. At Open Gym, this little monster follows my daughter around and prevents her from using any of the equipment, while falsely and loudly protesting that my daughter is the one hogging the equipment, along with taunting her. The second monster is her supposed bestie. This little girl keeps flip-flopping between wanting to get to be my daughter's best friend and then dumping her, that's a lot of ups and downs for a child. Now, I suppose a lot of this is just normal little girl stuff because, like I said, they're 8, but it really pains me to watch my girl suffer. I do all the normal things like counsel her. I tell her to ignore them, but one of the girls won't let that happen. My daughter genuinely wants to be the other girl's bestie, and I'm tempted to allow her to punch Little Miss Obnoxious in the mouth."
Okay, that's not what we're going to do.
"As for the supposed bestie, she seems like the kind of girl who would spread bad rumors. I think she already has, though. If I get too involved, does that undermine her? Any strategies for this? Any parents listening that might be able to help point me in the right direction? Thanks, everyone, for any help or advice." All right, that came in from Chase. 585-252-9800. What would you do in this situation? Because as a single dad, I know when you have a single daughter who's 8 years old, I wouldn't know what advice to give.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely a sticky situation to find yourself in because, I mean, I think it would be a little different if you had a son, because you can relate just a little bit more. With a daughter, it's hard. And you're dealing with this, like, catty, petty, little girl drama that you know doesn't matter. But it's impacting the overall experience of your daughter that's going to stick with her as she grows up and goes on in life. And, you know, you sitting there and... I mean, I don't know if he actually did say punch him in the mouth, but that's not going to get anyone anywhere because at the end of the day, she's going to be the one who gets in trouble when ultimately it shouldn't be that way. It should be those two girls who are making her feel horrible about herself.
We do have a teacher weighing in that says, "Hey, good morning, guys. Teacher here. If a student's behavior was affecting another student to the point where they were developing anxiety over it, I would personally want to know. You got to reach out to the teacher and ask them to watch for Little Miss Obnoxious. She seems like the one that's the troublemaker."
Yeah.
Let's get some phone calls. PXY, good morning. Who's this?
Denise.
Hi, Denise. Good morning.
Hi.
What's your thoughts?
I have twin girls who are now 13, and I went through so much craziness through middle school.
Yeah.
The counselor is your best friend. You can email her or him and just say, keep it anonymous and just go see what's going on. Okay. And she can, like, do, like, counseling with all the girls and talk about being a good girlfriend and stuff like that. I had to reach out to my counselor so many times and just say, and I just said, please don't tell them that I'm emailing you.
Right.
Denise,
right.
Do you know if it's the counselor's responsibility to reach out to the other parents that are causing trouble? Are they supposed to say something to them?
They don't have to unless they, like, obviously get in a fight or something. But
yeah.
They can, Yeah, unless they feel like a mediation with the parents. I did have to go in one time with my daughter and another girl who were fighting and do a mediation, and me and the other mom did have to come in. So.
Yeah. Jeez. How long did all that take for it to finally kind of go away?
Seventh grade, finally started. It was horrible. Oh, my gosh. Wow. Middle school is horrible. They're still in middle school, but they're maturing a little more.
So right.
There's less drama.
Yeah, there's
so
less drama.
So much drama.
Wait till high school, I guess.
I know.
It's going to be...
I heard it gets better, but who knows?
Yeah.
It gets different.
Yeah.
Thanks for the call, Denise.
Thank you.
All right. Happy Friday.
A text coming in. That's hard. I have an 8-year-old daughter, and I've always told her if someone is making you feel bad, they are feeling bad. And you don't want to stoop down to their level, excuse me. There may be jealousy involved, but regardless, I do believe that you need to tell a teacher or an adult in charge good luck and tell her she's amazing. I also agree with the counselor idea. My 10-year-old has used them for years.
Okay, that's good advice. Darlene is weighing in and says, good morning, Moose and Breezy. When I was a kid, I was bullied so badly, I had to switch schools. Teachers in most schools do not have the power to exclude or punish students. They get sent to the principal, and I have seen situations where the teacher is pleading with the office to do something about a certain bully. But unfortunately, we have an attitude in schools where the person's feelings are to be considered, and zero tolerance and everything but protecting the well-being of the victim comes first. I think that's the biggest problem we have in schools today, is that most people don't take it seriously. I'm not really sure. I don't know. What's up, Joe?
Yeah, my little sister had a similar issue to this guy's daughter where she had her best friend kind of flip-flopping. And the best advice my mom was able to give my youngest sister was go find other friends.
Right.
Because these people, they're going to continue being a pain in your ass. Forever. Unless you go out of your way to... kind of avoid them.
Why would you want, and this is the biggest question, it's like, why would you want to be friends with somebody who doesn't want to be friends with you? Why would you want to be with someone romantically who doesn't want to be with you? You are worth so much more than that, and you can find your people, whether that be a friendship, a relationship, things of that nature. And I think it starts at the ripe age of 8 to set that precedent so they don't get later on in life and they find themselves in a job that they're being overworked and a relationship that they're being abused in or unhappy in. Like, this is where it starts, and it's a crucial time to nip it in the bud and not give the advice of punch him in the mouth. Like, you need to actually face those feelings head on.
Yeah, I mean, most kids at 8 years old don't know what their self-worth is just yet.
Right.
You have this one person dangling a little carrot in front of your face. I want to be friends with you. No, I don't.
Right.
And you just want that acceptance.
Right.
Right.
Exactly. Kind of like a man now when they're trying to date women. I want to be with you. No, I don't. It's tough.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I'm projecting. Let's go over
you
to Lisa. I've been in a very similar situation to your daughter, unfortunately. I was stupid enough to not tell anyone about it. And if I were you, I wouldn't advise your daughter to punch anyone in the mouth, although tempting it may seem. I began to read more and more. If your daughter can get herself involved in activities that she genuinely enjoys, she may feel more comfortable talking to others her age with similar interest. And then Sam had a really good piece of advice here. She says, the American Girl, the Smart Girl's Guide. That helped me so much as a kid, and I highly recommend it. The American Girl. Something you might be able to look into.
I love American Girl. I do.
You familiar?
Yeah, they're dolls.
The American Girl.
But they have books and stuff, too.
Got it. Mm. Thanks for the messages on this one this morning, guys. We appreciate that. I know Chase does, too. It's got to be hard being a single dad to an 8-year-old girl when you try to give the best advice you can.
Right.
And, maybe for Christmas, he'll gift her some brass knuckles. I don't know. We'll see.
Oh, my God.
It's Peaks by Mornings. We'll be right back.